No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. You've heard him before on The Mark Wyatt Show. He's Jake Jensen, and he's with The Riverside. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Jake.
Hey, thank you very much. Sorry, I just realized I just put in some almonds in my mouth, and so I'm eating almonds while I'm talking.
You have released some new music for your listeners and new followers to hear. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we toured for quite a while on the songs, and it just feels pretty good to have them all out under one. You know, it's like a good feeling because all the songs are under one compilation and one place, and that feels really good just to have them all set in stone. And it's like a memory block almost of something to look back on and say, hey, look, these songs are all together, and they're all together in one place that I can remember back to and people can listen to. So I love it.
Speaking of that memory block, when we talked last time, I believe that we had one band member go on his way as you guys were continuing to tour,
And then your wife, she was off having a baby, right?
Well, she's still pregnant. I'm literally putting my hands on her pregnant belly right now.
Wow, man. Do you feel a kick?
Actually, yeah. Last night, I'm the little spoon in our relationship. So she was spooning me last night, and so she actually went to visit her family for a week while I was recording to people. So when I'm not touring, I'm recording other people in my little home studio.
Yeah.
So I was recording people for a week here while she went to visit her family. So she came back, and her belly almost looked like it doubled in size, like just in a week, because we're in the last month here. So she was spooning me, and before, I remember the baby would kick, and it just kind of felt like a distant thump.
Uh-huh.
And last night, the baby kicked, and it felt like a whole hand reached out and touched my back. It was a weird experience.
There'll be many more, I promise, Jake.
Yeah. So this is going to be my first child, and I feel like God is doing a good work in my heart lately that is helping me get to that space of being a good dad. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
That's great, buddy. I felt Cora for the first time. My daughter was July of 2013, the first time I felt her kick. And then she was born in December 2013. And last night, here's a 7-year-old, and she crawled into bed. So you'll continue to feel that child for a very long time.
Does she still kick you?
Yes.
Okay.
She did last night.
Sounds good. I'll keep that in mind.
Yes, you'll be okay. It's a lot of fun. Brings a lot of joy to your life.
Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about this new music. Let's talk about what you've heard so far from your followers, from your listeners, as they have heard the new album. It's called Through Frontiers and Unlit Minds.
Yep, that's right. I would say this album is about your mind being like a frontier or unsettled ground, and kind of seeing new experiences and hard things that happen to you and things you maybe weren't quite ready for, really asking your lantern guide, which for me is Jesus, to lead me through the dark places of my mind. And 'cause sometimes it can be a pretty scary place. And I feel like for the past 2 years, it's been, I've been kind of in a rough patch of just kind of really rewiring and trying to figure out where I'm headed. And honestly, just being scared about dying and wondering why I was, and kind of some hard things that I'm trying not to dive too hard into right now, but there's just lots of hard questions and lots of things with God that I feel like we all try to figure out. And I feel like it's a darker but deeper album of being kind of in the mine. So the album gets its name from a couple songs. The first one, the first part of the name, so the frontier part of the name is from the song Frontier Borealis, and that's kind of seeing a hope of a northern star in the dark of night, and kind of like heading for that star amidst the doubt and worry and fear of death. And then also the title Unlit Minds comes from a song called Stable, which I think is my favorite song, which is the third song on the record. Sort of talks about, I thought I heard you from the north, like the winds blowing through the mountains, through the dark and unlit mines, where I've been digging a long time. I think that's just trying to recognize God's voice through the darkness things in your life, and kind of being too stubborn to follow it for a long time. And then, well, as God does, he works on our hearts, and he starts changing us from the inside, and kind of chipping away that stone and giving you a heart of flesh. And yeah, that's and overall, I think that the album is just about kind of those themes in general. I think every song has a bit of that.
I didn't think about death as much, Jake, until my own father passed away in 2016 from a 3-week battle of cancer. And I thought about death more than ever before. And I started thinking about the brevity of life, how long we really do have, and maybe how long we really don't. And then how I could make a difference in somebody's life. And it does take a lot of searching and finding, okay, what is my path here? What is my purpose? And what am I here to do? Is there something that I'm missing? And if I'm missing it, man, I need to go find it. When I find it, I don't need to hide it, but I need to be able to let it shine, so to speak, with the same theme as you're walking with a lantern or looking for the northern light, to let what I'm doing shine. Once you find it, man, go full steam ahead with it and don't look back.
Mm-hmm. yeah, there's a sense of throwing off things that have been ensnaring you and kind of heading towards your, you know, what you were made to do in full force. And
yes,
there's a music, the music video that we released to go with the new album, which is the new music video of the first song, Lantern Odagos. Odagos is a word that means in Greek that means guide. So the song is technically Lantern Guide. But
are you a Greek major, Jake?
No, but I love Greek because I think the words just sound so beautiful, and I love like Greek mythology, and I just think the words have a lot more. They just feel like they have more meaning. So
no, I like it, and I like the fact that you were able to do the video with your wife. Now, that was really cool.
Yeah, we did the video right in our backyard here in La Conchita in Ventura, California, and we have like a big mountain that's kind of always behind our house, obviously, because you know mountains don't move unless God moves them. But so yeah, we did that and just used the set and the surroundings which we had, and our good friends Richie Quick from Kentucky, he flew out, and we've been talking about collaborating for years because he's an amazing videographer, and him and his friend Cam came out, and we did the video together, and honestly, I mean, it was so easy, and just lucky that I'm friends with them now. I feel like it was just one of those experiences where two people kind of just like take a chance on something and don't really know each other, and then we picked them up from the airport, and now Richie is one of my best friends.
I love that, man. That's awesome. If it's okay with you, Jake, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to be able to share how people can follow the Riverside, how they can hear your new music and plug in to what you guys are doing, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Folks, right now, we're talking to Jake Jeanson with the Riverside. His wife, Lorian, is expecting, and they're down to the last month. Incredible. I'm excited because I know a few months ago when I talked to Jake, they were preparing for a baby, and they're getting even closer to that reality, looking forward to their first time as parents. I remember when Cora was born, how exciting it was for me and my wife, April. And now we're looking at 7 years later, and Cora will turn 8 this next December, and it flies by. But each and every moment is so precious with these children. And I hope that if you have a young child and a child that you can nurture and take care of, that you just look at that with awe and look at that with such a wonderful vision of what you can do for that young person to help them grow as a person, to help our community and society, to make a difference, to be a difference maker. I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Jake. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Show. I am so glad to have my friend Jake Jensen back on the line with me as we talk about the Riverside. He reached out about the new album, the new music Through Frontiers and Unlit Minds, and I'm so glad that Jake can join me today as we talk about this, the wonderful music that's been produced. And maybe you haven't heard of the Riverside before. Maybe this is the first time. Maybe you just heard of the Mark White Show recently and didn't hear the first interview. Well, I want you to find out about the Riverside and their music and how you can plug in. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jake.
Thank you very much for having me. I love the Mark White Show.
Man, I appreciate that. Always glad to have you. And of course, you know, we're here to recognize difference makers in our communities. We want to share stories. We want to encourage each other. We want to inspire each other. And as you were mentioning in the first segment, when we're looking for that northern light, and I'm going to stay with this theme here, as we're looking for that light, there is one out there. And sometimes it takes a little searching. Sometimes it takes you 20 years, like me, to find that light. There's a lot of searching that goes on in our life long before I think most of us find what our true purpose is.
Indeed. Yeah, for sure. I guess I can expound on that. I feel like we all, no matter how we're raised, we all end up, I mean, a lot of the times we end up, instead of being spoon-fed what we were raised with our parents, even though our parents probably had the best intentions and whatever happened, I feel like we all end up going our own way at some point and trying to figure things out for ourselves. And I feel like that's just human nature to almost go your own way. It takes a bit to understand the stuff that's written on our hearts from God that we were given, kind of almost seeing those things as ways that we should live in order to actually like find peace and happiness. I do care about this topic a fair bit. I think it takes a while to understand, at least for me, in my experience, being shepherded by the right thing in life. A lot of people go to alcohol or one addiction or another, like myself, being addicted to various things, then kind of almost just being fed up with it and being like, what else is there? This can't be the only thing. Why am I doing this? And what am I supposed to be living for? You know? And I think I have found that. And honestly, just asking, being willing to have your heart be changed. And that's kind of my story of these last couple of years, is asking God to change my heart about things. Well, I think that my heart's changing. And I do feel a lot, even though it's hard at times. And I still want to do the things that are bad sometimes. And I'm constantly walking that line of figuring it out. And
of course, we want to be the best dads we can be. We want to be the best husbands we can be. We want to be the best person we can be for our friends, for our community. That means putting things aside that control our lives. It doesn't matter what addiction, what problem it is. It has to be put aside for us to be the very best person. Otherwise, we go back to that emptiness, that void. There's a void there.
Yeah.
It's always trying to fill a void and trying to compensate for something that's missing. And maybe it does go back to your childhood. Maybe it goes back to something that did happen when you were very young. You're always thinking, well, this is what's going to fill that up. And it never does. Mm-hmm. It never does. It's like a hole in a cup. You fill it, and you're never going to fill that cup until you patch the hole.
Right. So I think that's I think that's a good analogy of, honestly, asking God to patch the hole. And being, and because there's nothing else besides the person that created you that's gonna fill that void.
I remember, oh, fill my cup, let it overflow. It's talking about overflowing with love, and of course that cup, if we can continue to use that analogy, it's going to fill up and it is going to overflow because there's no hole in it.
And you're not just sharing. When you said that, it kind of inspired me to say this: It's not just water that's coming out of your cup that you produced. It's a living water that has more. It's beyond you. It's like a holy water that keeps flowing, and the source never ends because you're pulling from the never-ending source instead of pulling from yourself.
Anything that controls us, that pulls us, maybe sometimes we need to maybe cut a cord or two, disconnect from those things so that we can reconnect ourselves with the things that are most important.
There's decisions to be made, and so it just goes to show you gotta choose wisely. This just wraps back to our album, the song "Lantern Otagos." There's a line at the end that says, "Lantern, light the way, light the way through these minds, and light the way through these lies of mine." Kind of a play on words there, kind of asking your source, the one you look to light your way through this life, which is a lot of times full of hard things that hurt. For me, I always just want to be following that lantern.
People have heard from you now, Jake, and they can hear from the music and let the music do the talking. And people have a real opportunity to do that with this new album, Through Frontiers and Unlit Minds.
Yeah, I hope that it helps people really think about these things we're talking about.
Yeah, right.
I agree. That's what music's for. That's what music's to make you think and to make you feel. I know when I listen to my favorite bands, even if they're completely different, I feel something and I go, oh, whatever that is, Lord, I want to create that for someone else. whatever this feeling is, that's why I feel I was made to do that. That's what I feel that you've made me want to do. And so that's kind of what I'm going into full time, kind of in this next season of my life. I'm really going to dive into that and dive into what potentially God has for me in that area instead of spending time doing my addictions.
Well, Jake, let's let other people dive into your music. How do you want them to follow your music and follow the Riverside?
Cool. So we are on Spotify and Apple Music. I feel like that's the two most common places to find our music. And you just search The Riverside. And then if you want to keep up with us on social media, we do Facebook and Instagram. If you just do the tag @TheRiversideFolk, so The Riverside and then the kind of music we play, The Riverside Folk. And we're just, I guess the description of our sound is our booking agent calls it melodic. We're a melodic folk string band. So we have a fiddle, we got a banjo, we got a guitar, we got a mandolin, and then we have harmonica and bass and four voices that try our best to harmonize together. So
when Cora was born, I actually took 11 weeks off from the police force. I was a police officer at the time, and I didn't go to work for 11 weeks just so I could be there with Cora. What's your plan there?
We were already taking a break from touring because of, you know, the whole sickness, and we didn't, we toured a lot during the summer, and then we feel like we just needed to take a break for a bit because there was just a lot of fear out there. And so we just decided to bunker down for the winter and record the album. And we are looking forward to starting the tour again in July. So starting July, we're going to be in the Northwest, so Oregon, Washington, potentially Montana and Idaho, and then sometime in August and September, we're going to be coming through Colorado and the Midwest and the East Coast. And then in November, we're going to be touring in Texas and hitting up our favorite regions this year. And so that's good. And we're going to have a baby with us. So we're going to have a tour baby, and we're going to make it work. So yeah, starting July, we decided to take 2 months after the baby is born just to get to know the baby and let it have some time here at home to know it's home. And then we're going to hop in the tour van, which will be its other home, and make it work. And we're hiring our good friend, KP is her name. She's been interested in joining the band, and she plays the cello and has a great voice. So we're going to have kind of like she's going to be like an intern, where she's going to watch the baby during the show so Lorian can play. Since me and my wife, we just do a lot of singing together. So when Lorian wants to play, KP is going to hold the baby and watch the baby. But if we have someone at the show who we trust, then maybe KP can join us for that show. So just kind of a flexible person that we're hiring to kind of grow into the new spot, a new spot in the band where she's going to be watching the baby during the show. And then if Lorian needs a day off because, you know, she just had a baby and just needs a day off, then KP will step in and sing. And yeah, so we're kind of just going to make things as flexible as possible.
Well, I'm definitely going to be looking for you, Jake. If y'all come back to the southeastern part of the country, I know you mentioned the East Coast. Maybe there's some opportunity we'll have to be able to meet each other in person. I'd love to do that. And, of course, babies are great for little T-shirts. And so you'll have a little baby, the Riverside model, for T-shirts and hats and all the other different things that you guys may be selling while on tour.
I think so. Yeah, we actually our old bass player Sarah, a dear friend that was in the band a long time before we picked up Chase or before we picked up James. Sorry, we actually made her baby a little onesie with the Riverside on it, and Sarah gave that onesie to us back because she's done having kids. So so now we get to have our baby rock the Riverside onesie. Yeah, yeah. I have a goal of a dream of mine is to play a show with the baby strapped to my back, a Yoda-like show where I am a Jedi in my head, and then the baby is Yoda. And
just need a fiddlestick.
Yeah, yeah. No, speaking of fiddle, I have a dream of having our child start learning the fiddle from a young age, so we can have a fiddle player in the band later when we're older.
That's awesome. Family band. That's awesome. Man, Jake, you got some dreams, man. You got some visions. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show, Mark.
Always great to have you, Jake. I want people to check out your new album, Through Frontiers and Unlit Minds. Again, they can check it out, available now on Spotify, Apple Music, and all those great places where music is played. You can find the Riverside on Facebook as well as Instagram. Jake Jeanson, always a pleasure to have you on the Mark White Show. Tell Lorian I said hello, and look forward to getting to meet you all one day. And good luck with that new baby, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Love the Mark White Show. Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you. Hope to talk to you again.
Thank you, Jake. Folks, we're here to make a difference. We're here to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. Of course, you can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I hope that you have a great day, folks. I hope that this show has been an encouragement to you. If it has, please share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Late at night I see that light from your northern star, and I recall a time in my unsettled mind.
Hi everybody, this is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, Citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.